your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Israel agreed to send more aid deliveries into Gaza and dismissed two officers over the airstrike that killed seven aid workers in Gaza hours after President Biden warned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to change his humanitarian policies or the U.S. could end its support.
In Belgium, on the periphery of NATO meetings, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. has cautioned Israel.
If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
Israel's changes have to be specific to protect life and allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. The call has caused some conflict between U.S. lawmakers. One Democrat hinted on supporting conditions on Israeli aid if a full-scale assault in Rafah proceeds. Others are stopping short of conditioning Israeli aid as it fights a terrorist entity. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The call came after the IDF airstrike that killed seven aid workers in Gaza. President Biden delivering remarks in Baltimore today, meeting with relatives of the six construction workers who died in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, also giving an update on the massive cleanup there.
The president is traveling with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to hear directly from federal and state officials about the massive cleanup underway at the Francis Scott Key Bridge and meet with loved ones of the six construction workers killed.
As the president said, within hours of the collapse, this administration will be with the people of Baltimore every step of the way.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Small Business Administrator met with small business owners impacted by the closure of the Baltimore port, a major hub for shipping cargo. President Biden has pledged the federal government will cover the cost of rebuilding the bridge. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Former President Donald Trump appointed Judge Eileen Cannon, asserting her judicial independence by knocking down both the former president and special counsel Jack Smith in a brief order issued yesterday.
Former President Trump said the case against him should be dismissed, that the documents he had in his possession were personal and not presidential under the Presidential Records Act. A Florida federal judge, Eileen Cannon, refused to dismiss, saying the charges against him don't reference that act. Cannon also restated her reasoning for asking both the former president's and the special counsel's team to submit draft jury instructions that do address the Presidential Records Act. Special counsel Jack Smith had told her the act has nothing to do with classified document possession violating the Espionage Act. Judge Cannon warned against Smith misconstruing her request. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And that trial is scheduled for May 20th. Meanwhile, a judge in Georgia rejected a request to drop the election interference case against former President Trump,
saying even if it is political speech, it is not protected speech by the First Amendment if it furthers criminal activity.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, the former president, again calling on President Biden to debate as they both run for a second term. Fox's Chanley Painter.
We are just months away from the November 2024 presidential election, a full steam ahead rematch of the 2020 election. But whether or not we will actually see President Biden and former President Trump go head to head in a debate, that is still unknown. The presumptive Republican nominee has made it very clear, though, he is ready to get on that debate stage.
We have an empty podium right here to my right. You know what that is? That's for Joe Biden. I'm trying to get him to debate.
Now, Trump supporters are accusing the media of setting the stage for Biden not to debate if he so chooses, while criticizing Trump's campaign for being so eager after skipping the Republican primary debates.
That is Fox's Chanley Painter. The former president recently claimed he would debate President Biden anytime, anyplace. I'm Gian Pelosi. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Officials with Quaker Oats have announced they're closing their plant in Danville, laying off more than 500. Company made the news public and telling its employees Thursday. Company says it made its decision after the recall in December. It determined it would be too costly to update and modernize that facility. Illinois agricultural officials monitoring the state's cattle population as more cases of highly pathogenic bird flu pop up across the country. So far, no cases have been confirmed in Illinois. As a result, there are currently no restrictions on dairy cattle movement across the state. Dairy producers urged to keep an eye on their herds. And Illinois House Committee passing a bill, it would require all schools to have a cardiac emergency response plan in place. The state recording 109 cardiac events among students under the age of 18 2 years ago. New proposal would require school districts to work with local paramedics to create a plan in case of a cardiac emergency. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And a good morning, friends. ESPN 93.5. It's good to hear you. And, no, it's good to be with you.
Yes, I'm you in my hear regular me. Chair today.
I can't hear you, but no, you're there. Hey, so it's you don't look at the sun and the moon and nothing. You don't do anything like that Monday because it's going to hurt your eyes.
Yes.
Unless you got a pair of those. Those glasses.
I got mine from Tolono Library.
Yeah, but boy, I tell you, kind of risky.
I got mine.
If you look at that thing without any protection, you really damage your eyes.
I know it.
Yeah. Without proper, you know, protection or reflection back into something else. Yeah.
Well, Makanda, Illinois is supposed to be the epicenter. It has two lines coming. It's the south of Carbondale.
Okay,
it's supposed to be. CBS did a story on
it. Oh, really?
Sam sent that over. I'm going to play that story.
It's wild. It's nearly the same as 2017 with that Carbondale area.
Yeah,
you know, being such a big spot.
But the message is don't look up at that thing because
no.
People are still wearing masks, so they're going to be people that don't know.
Yeah,
and they're going to look up, and you're going to hurt your retina.
That's right.
That just scares the heck out of you.
Well, and be ready for traffic if you are planning to travel into the path of totality.
Like how Diane says that.
Diane has gotten a little, she's changed her mind.
Because of the traffic, mainly.
I thought you wanted to be in the middle of the rock concert. You wanted to be in the middle.
Normally, I do. It could be a sign of aging.
You're not the one that got your Medicare card. What's wrong with you? Come on, man.
That's right.
You got a minute, Soye?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Cards win yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Came from behind and scored five in the seven. They're showing a trait of comebacks. They've had three comebacks already, so that's nice. All right,
nice.
So here's the story I was referencing.
Cities and towns in more than a dozen states are in the path of Monday's historic total eclipse. But one small town in Illinois can be considered the eclipse capital of the U.S. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Call it a cosmic coincidence. In southern Illinois, the village of Makanda is preparing for another total solar eclipse.
There's two solar eclipses that will be crisscrossing, and Makanda will be in the center of the X.
X marks the spot where the path of the last eclipse in 2017 intersects the one coming on Monday, a phenomenon that on average occurs only once every 375 years.
We've got porta potties coming. We've got dumpsters coming.
Festival coordinator Debbie Dunn is hoping for thousands of visitors like last time when the moon completely blocked the sun for 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
I actually got emotional, and it was like so totally unexpected.
Back then, artist Dave Dardis told CBS News' Adriana Diaz this orange line running through his shop represented the center line of the moon's shadow.
How do you feel knowing you'll experience it twice?
If I'm still alive, I think that'll be quite great.
You are alive.
Get to see it again.
Now the 75-year-old is repainting and creating 1,000 pieces of jewelry just for this celestial occasion.
It feels great, especially if you can make some money while you're feeling great and sharing it with friends.
After Monday, the next total solar eclipse in the U.S. will be in 2044, though not in Makanda.
This is it, the last one.
You don't need to see three?
Don't need to see three.
But folks here say they already can't believe their astronomically good luck.
Just asking for one is enough, but two?
Roxana Saberi, CBS News, Macanda, Illinois.
But if it's cloudy, Sawyer, they don't see it?
Well, that's the, you know, $64,000 question. They'll be on the back edge of a weather system, generally expected to be kind of a, you know, gradual clearing. It's going to be really down to the minute to the hour. And, you know, there'll be some high-level cloud behind this system as well. So I don't think pristine blue skies are going to be around. They may be muddled up with at least some high-level stuff. The last of any lower stuff may be right there and points out of the east. So, and I think the shower mention is winding out of that particular part of the forecast as well. The atmosphere at the same time warming, that helps to kind of diminish cloud cover as well. So maybe again down to the hour of the minute down there. And yeah, I found this town here just as I mentioned, south of Carbondale, not far from Giant City State Park. Huh. I'm kind of like, you know, Diane, where yeah, I'd love to be there. I'd love to be there and see it. It's just sort of the knuckleheadedness that might be going on, you know, that I don't want any part of.
Yeah.
You're talking about people? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Solier's weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC. So what do we have for the weekend and the Monday eclipse?
Yeah, well, for the Monday eclipse, even if you're going to stick around here, I mean, we're not far away. It's like going to be like 95% totality around here. Close enough by my estimations, 90 as you get up towards the Chicago area. But again, down to, again, dealing with some high mid-level cloud from a system that will come on through here over the back end of the weekend. By a week from now and into the second half of the month of April for our ag friends, get that equipment ready to go. Pattern shift, and we'll talk about it in further detail on this weekend's edition of This Week in Agribusiness. You'll like the forecast, I do believe. In the meantime, 38 at Willett and Savoy. A couple of flurries and sprinkles around this morning. A sprinkle this afternoon, partly sunny skies, and that'll be for the afternoon. So we'll kind of thin out some of this low stuff. High near 48, clearing tonight. Frost and freeze. Watch things accordingly. Low's about 28 to 30. Tomorrow's sunny, not as chilly in the afternoon, 55. Late night showers tomorrow night. Low's down to 38 as winds pick up out of the east and a windy, blustery Sunday with some showers around both morning and afternoon, the high near 58. Then turning partly sunny here for the day on Monday with a high up around 70. 67 on Tuesday, more rain ahead next Wednesday and Thursday. That should be the last of these systems coming up out of the southern plains and highs through the middle late parts of next week between 60 and 65 degrees. For Stephen Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, Greg. European producer David Lesney has sent me information here. Been to Macanda many times.
Yes.
Giant City State Park is a nice place to visit and hike. He sent me some pictures.
Right, and I have also got people chiming in. My brother Gary said big hippie in town, big hippie town in the 60s.
That was the guy.
Peace and love.
Well, the guy making the jewelry looked hippie-ish.
Right.
He sounded cool.
Exactly.
But he wants to make money. What the heck?
That's awesome.
Why not? and some of these pictures remind me of a little Turkey Run in there, too.
Okay.
A little hilly, rocky.
It's beautiful down there. The yeah, God of the Gardens yeah, and hiking down there. You know, I know people with places to stay off of Lake of Egypt and the bass fishing that we do.
Different world down there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chicago thinks Champaign's Southern Illinois, but it's not.
I know it.
You would be in Southern Illinois. Dude, there's half a state down there. Come on, man. Look at a map. Anyway, when Grace won Miss Illinois on our way to Miss America, we were, you know, taking a hike that day around Marion. It's very pretty around Marion with rocks, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went into Carbondale, and I was trying dog clothes on Lovey. That's what a nervous dad does when daughter's in Miss Illinois.
Well, they need to look fancy, too.
I had to try clothes on our dog. That's kind of what I did. And I was alone with her. I was just like, oh, Lovey, let's go try this. I was really kind of a nervous wreck. All right, 7:14.
By the way,
Friday. Yeah.
On the Monday eclipse stuff, it's like 12:45 is when the crossing over of the shadow of the moon in front of the sun starts. And then at 2:02 our time is the totality. And we'll be real close, everything but a crescent, you know, of sunshine.
But if it's cloudy, it just gets dark.
Right.
Right. So.
And then, you know, it's a 4-minute totality from one side to the other. And then it'll be all over by like 3:15.
Okay, awesome. And if you're doing something fantastic, just great.
Right.
I love it. It's
and wonderful. See, like, I
be
know.
Be careful. Schools, put the glasses on, right?
Schools are saying, you know, maybe my kid will go a half day. We'll yank for lunch and then we'll enjoy this, you know, whether it's in your own backyard or you're traveling somewhere or you know, people. You know, we had Claire on from visitindy.com, and they have a brewery and a museum and all these passes and stuff from with our partnership with visitindy.com, because that's in the path of totality. And that could be an option for you, too. It's
yeah.
just that
yep.
there's a lot of people who have been planning this for months. So keep that in mind.
No, it's great. And enjoy and be careful and put the glasses on so you don't hurt your eyes
mm-hmm.
and enjoy your 4 minutes of total
total eclipse.
Eclipse.
Of the heart.
And
Bonnie
is,
Tyler playing.
This is the solar eclipse. So.
That's right.
Okay, here we go with sports headlines.
Okay, well, women's basketball tonight is the NCAA women's basketball tournament with UConn and Iowa.
Final four.
8 o'clock tonight. Yeah, yeah. So, and again, so proud of our team with the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament. I played some clips yesterday while you were at Busch Stadium from Shauna Green and how proud she is for making it so far. And Kendall Boston is saying, I'm back for my fifth season.
Oh,
I know.
She's a rebounding machine.
15.
And Makaira Cook's back.
She's back.
So
she already declared, I'm coming back.
This is be a good basketball team.
Absolutely.
All right.
So there's that going on, yep. which is awesome. And, of course, we had the Cardinals winning 8-5 over Miami. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and what a great opening day, a thoroughly enjoyable day in downtown St. Louis. The Cardinals came back with 5 in the 7th to beat the Marlins 8-5.
The opening day ceremony did not disappoint again. The Hall of Famers were on hand, the Clydesdales, and a big crowd as well at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals got a save from Ryan Helsley, who pitched the 9th inning. Good work out of their bullpen in general. Cardinals were out homered in the game, but the Marlins made 2 costly errors that led to the Cardinals' comeback.
Ivan Herrera hit his first Major League home run. He also drove in another in the game where he was a cleanup batter.
And some big hits, too. Herrera played well. Mason Wynn played well. Alec Burleson had a big hit.
So did Nolan Gorman, doubling in, too. The Cardinals are off today. They'll play tomorrow, and on the mound, it's Steven Matz.
Steven Matz, good his last time out. He just needs to keep it going.
We'll be on the air at 12:20 tomorrow. Ricky will have the lineups at 1:05, and I'll bring you the first pitch thrown by Steven Matz at 1:05. The Cardinals won their home opener 8-5 over Miami. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Looks like we got some men's gymnastics at State Farm Center, and that'd be neat to see. We have our Illinois softball team in action at Maryland. That's a 5 o'clock start. Lots of things to support, and it's Engineering Open House and Beckman Institute and all of that is going on, too. So just enjoy in Illini Nation.
All right, our weather brought to you by State Farm Insurance and Kurt Lenshaw. Like a good neighbor, Kurt Lenshaw and State Farm are there. We'll check your weather with meteorologist. Greg Solier.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday still in the midst of this sprawled out circulation centered over the northeast of New England, but we're on the back edge of it, and a little more sun as the afternoon wears on in particular. Still can't rule out a passing flurry or sprinkle this morning and perhaps a sprinkle this afternoon. Up to 48 with a north wind clearing tonight, widespread frost and a brief light freeze at 28 to 32. Sunny for the day tomorrow night, it's chilly and 55 on a northeast to east wind. Some shower activity breaks out after midnight tomorrow night. Increasing east wind, a low down to 38. Windy for the day on Sunday, becoming cloudy, and a couple of showers both morning and afternoon. Highs near 58. Partly sunny for the day on Monday for the big eclipse event. Stray isolated shower chance early and late with a high at 70. 67 on Tuesday, and rain ahead for Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures still into the low to mid 60s. Then perhaps the start of a drier trend come next Friday. Highs near 60. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
LA Dodgers at Wrigley for a 120 start against the Cubs over on US 105.9.
Dodgers, good luck.
Uh-huh.
It's 7:19.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street will be reacting today to the Labor Department's monthly employment report for March. Samsung is expanding in Texas. The company plans to more than double its total chip-making investment in Texas to around $44 billion. The expansion will be in Taylor, Texas, outside Austin. Samsung is expected to receive billions in subsidies from the U.S. CHIP Act. Apple has laid off 614 workers about a month after it ended its self-driving car project. A notice sent to the state of California says the employees were given notice last week. Apple supplier Foxconn is expecting growth in its current quarter. Despite the impact of the earthquake that hit Taiwan this week, it's seeing strong demand for cloud and consumer electronics products. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. On September 2nd, 1982, 15-year-old Karen Stitt never made it home from her bus stop in Sunnyvale, California. Her body was found the next morning, raped and stabbed 59 times. This week, I'm joined by Sunnyvale Detective Matt Hutchison as he details the creative investigative journey he took to arrest the suspect 40 years later. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Yeah, Marcus Damask is trying to get another year of basketball. He played 10 games out of 26 when he was at Southern. The rule is if you're 30% or under, you can get the extra year, 30% of the available games. The catch here, it was during COVID, and they canceled five games. And so if you'd have had those games, he would have played 10 out of 31, which is indeed under 30% of the ball games.
Right.
So there is that anomaly, a very unique situation.
Huh.
Will the NCAA grant Marcus Damask another year at Illinois for men's basketball? Yeah. If it was Michigan, Oh, yeah. You get two more years, kid.
Right.
You're fine.
No, right, Michigan, right.
Yeah, you got it.
Stamp of approval.
Two
just
more.
Give me the paperwork.
Just stay as long as you want. I don't know about
those
us.
Wolverines, I tell you.
I don't know. So we'll see. And then Kendall Bostic said she's coming back.
That's
for the
right.
women. You got Mekhira Cook coming back.
Already
you
committed.
McDonald's All-American basketball player coming in.
Excellent.
So I think Shauna Greene, was it not smart of me to sign Shauna till 2050 like I did last month?
Verbal agreement on the air, mm-hmm. and only one-sided with you proposing that.
She never said yes.
Right. She just chuckled.
And I did this without Josh Whitman.
Exactly.
But I did. I look smart.
Well, and Josh,
I mean,
was
she,
on.
Don't you, they won.
Yeah.
So I look like, wow.
Exactly. Beating Villanova. It's their first postseason trophy. Yeah. I mean, good stuff for our women's basketball team.
I mean, our women's basketball team has never won their last game.
I know.
That's the first.
I know.
Has the men ever won their, I don't know if the men have ever won the
NIT.
I know we got third back in the
NIT
day.
NIT championship game last night, by the way. Seton Hall pulled out over Indiana State, 79-77.
Oh.
At the very end, they just pulled ahead. So that was kind of a...
The big kid, Avila, that's the kid with the glasses from Indiana State, kind of
mm-hmm.
rooting for him.
Mm-hmm.
His nickname is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I see.
The guy with the kind of the goggles that Kareem used to have.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 7:26.
A few events today. I know Muhammad's Home and Garden Show is coming up.
Yeah, Lance
weekend.
Is going to be.
Lance will be there.
Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing are there. If you want to go talk about what you might need with everything they carry, they've got the heating, cooling, plumbing. They do the underground. Lance will be at that Home and Garden.
Saturday and Sunday,
Saturday,
11
Sunday.
To 4 yep. at the Muhammad Seymour High School. And they're presenting sponsors, Fisher National Bank. So Ryan's at it again with
yep.
all these community events. I just loved that.
Yep.
We also had Crisis Nursery with their wine tasting yesterday, Art Mart Wine Tasting. And it was at Carmen's. That was a terrific event. So thanks to everybody pulling together the details. It is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And actually, we're Blue Day today in order to have child abuse prevention. And Crisis Nursery has a little bit of an open house today between noon and 1. So I got my sound system ready to go over there with some background music. And thank you so much to everybody who contributes in that way. Now, there was somebody that asked me about A.J. Croce when I was at that event yesterday. It's true. He's the son of Jim Croce. And he has quite a story. It might be a little mm-hmm. storytelling on stage Tuesday night, April 9th at the Virginia Theater. So we'll have a chat with him on Monday. And if you want to win tickets to that event on Tuesday the 9th, you can text in Croce to get those free tickets at the Virginia, and we'll get your name at the box office to go to that. 359-2255.
All right. My daughter Grace wrote a book called It's Okay, Finding Peace in Unexpected Places. And there's going to be a book launch on Sunday from 1 to 3 at Yo-Yo's.
Okay.
It's in Muhammad. It's a little coffee place that we like.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you would like to come by and say hey to Grace, and you can get a book and she can sign it, talk about the book. She's gotten some really flattering response from it. And I'm going to be there. Janet will be there, of course, and we'll be hanging out with Grace. And, you know, for the first five people that come to me one-on-one and say, did you know Grace was a triplet? I'll buy you a book.
Okay.
It's $20. I'll buy it for you.
Did you know Grace was a triplet?
No, that didn't. Oh,
please.
It's during Sunday.
I mean, I need
you have
it
to come
like
to Sunday.
I'm going to.
And see me on Sunday.
Okay.
This is Sunday only. So just get there. I'll be there at 1 or before. That's just the only time I'm going to mention it.
That's
the only time
I'm going to mention it. Did you know Grace is a triplet?
Yeah, that's okay. What you got to say. And I don't think there'll be anybody that is listening to me now that'll come, so I feel safe.
I haven't got my book yet.
Well, I'll spend a hundred of my own dollars to help people get books.
That's awesome.
They'll come up to say that to me.
Okay.
Did you know Grace is a triplet? But it's got to be one of those, you know, intentional, you can't hear another person say it.
Okay, gotcha.
This is people listening to this radio right now.
That's right. You are the lucky person.
Yeah. So anyway, so it's Grace is excited to be there and see some friends and people. And book launch, It's Okay, Finding Peace in Unexpected Places, Yo-Yo's, Sunday afternoon between 1 and 3.
Nice.
All right. It is 7:29. Brother Johnny coming up. I want to ask Johnny about Baltimore. I didn't ask him about that bridge.
You're right.
He'll know about that.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up next, among other items. Don't go away.
What does the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf.
all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the apple dumpling with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumpling Restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumpling on Facebook.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby Blue or your Cardinal Red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The federal judge in the Donald Trump document drama says no to the former president's attempt to have the case thrown out on the grounds that a federal records law shielded him from prosecution. President Biden heads to the site of the Key Bridge disaster today, while next week he returns to Wisconsin.
The Wall Street Journal reports this morning while he's there, the president is going to outline a new large-scale effort to forgive student loan debt. You'll remember the first attempt was struck down by the Supreme Court. The Journal reports that the president's advisors hope to use the rules to begin canceling waves of student debt in the run-up to the November election.
And Fox's Mark Meredith, the Israeli military dismisses two officers reprimanding three others for the drone strike killing seven aid workers, saying they botched critical intel and violated the Army's rules of engagement. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Say lawmakers considering a proposal to have Illinois buy diapers for some children in daycare. Under the proposal, the state would buy 50 diapers per month for children in all daycare and 25 diapers per month for kids who are attending half days. Only children who qualify for the state's child care assistance program receiving those diapers. Illinois agricultural officials monitoring the state's cattle population as more cases of a highly pathogenic bird flu pop up across the country. So far, no cases confirmed in Illinois. As a result, there are currently no restrictions on dairy cattle movement across the state. Dairy producers urged to keep an eye on their herds. For the first time in the program's history, the Illinois women's basketball team wins a championship. Tuesday, the team beat Villanova to capture the inaugural Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament at Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. The final score, 71-57. Three Illinois players made the all-tournament team. Congrats. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Benavent Saturday, finally the last vestiges of this weather system that's impacted the area for the past couple of days, winding on out. A brief spell of fine weather expected for the day tomorrow near seasonal temperatures. Another complex system out of the plains tomorrow night and Sunday lingers into perhaps some areas on Monday. We'll keep it on cloud cover for the eclipse on Monday. More wet weather ahead in the middle part of next week, then a significant pattern shift. There are milder to warmer and drier days ahead beginning later next week and beyond. Maybe a flurry, maybe a sprinkle this morning, partly sunny midday and more likely afternoon with a sprinkle chance as well. High temperature up near 48 with a northwest to north wind clearing tonight and a frost and freeze low down to about 28 for the day tomorrow. Sunny, not as chilly, and 55. Couple of showers late tomorrow night, low down to 38 and a showery Sunday. Gusty east wind in 58. Partly sunny for the day on Monday, high near 70. 67 Tuesday, rain ahead Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Carle Foundation Hospital bringing on the weather and 433 bed in this regional care hospital achieving a magnet designation. And Stevie, I didn't have a chance to tell you because you were at Busch Stadium, but my daughter Anna started nursing there.
Wow,
and she's
good.
Going to Parkland and taking nursing classes. Awesome. But she got one of those stellar employee awards inside the past week when someone nominated her for being such a caring, kind health professional.
Look at my face. Am I surprised? Sweet dear Anna Jean.
Sweet
come on.
Dear Anna Jean.
She's so good.
So, and keep that in mind because that really made her day. In case you're getting great care at Carl, you can nominate someone at carl.org.
Congratulations, mm-hmm. Anna. ESPN 93.5, 25 before 8. Brother Johnny is in New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnny!
Good morning, Stevie J. What's up?
Well, we wanted to ask you as a... probably the number one lift expert in the mm-hmm. world, has done so much in deep water, in shallow water, and everything during Katrina. Johnny was able to do things nobody in the world has ever done before. He's a unbelievably high level in intellect and engineering. So the Baltimore Bridge got hit in one of the stanchions, and the whole thing collapsed. Here's your report.
President Biden will be getting an aerial tour of the damage left behind from that Baltimore Bridge collapse. Of course, this was a deadly accident, but there are also growing concerns about the economic impact it's having all across the Mid-Atlantic. We know that the president will be in Baltimore for a few hours to not only see what the damage was, but also meet with those impacted. The federal government, he says, should cover the entire cost to replace the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but we don't know how much money that's going to cost or how much additional economic aid may be needed to assist businesses struggling with this disruption.
They're still studying it, Johnny, but it looks like they lost power and control of this 1,000-foot barge. It looked like it kind of tapped it, but I guess the force is too great and the whole thing came down.
I think it was a container ship. It was not a barge. But
What do they call them? It's not a barge loaded with containers, but it's called a, I don't know what it's called, 1,000-foot. Oh. Wow.
A freighter,
whatever. Yeah, shipping containers.
The key was the weight, the mass, and it kind of made the bridge foundation pillar look like a toothpick. Gee,
man,
it just didn't even come close. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you'll put massive piling abutments around something like that, which they didn't have.
Mm.
So it's like a bumper. Protective bumper.
Would that have made a difference with that big of a ship with that much weight?
As shallow as that water is there, it could have been designed to stop it, you know, and maybe not knock it over. But that just depends on how solid you want to make it. That's a huge ship, by the way.
Well, and I pulled up three football fields.
I pulled up an interview with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announcing a tentative timeline for reopening this vital shipping channel near Port of Baltimore. They expect to open a channel 280 feet wide and 35 feet deep by the end of April, reopening the permanent 700-foot wide, 50-foot deep channel by the end of May. And I'm believing this is like a third channel that they
found
can,
another avenue.
Exactly.
Right. But I mean, Johnny, for the bridge to be reconstructed, I mean, what kind of, that's a long deal, isn't it?
Well, first you got to get the old bridge out. So that's a problem.
How hard is that? And why is that so difficult?
Well, it's heavy. It's all connected and twisted up together, mm-hmm. and it's underwater. But other than that, it's not really.
Can you cut it up with welders or guys?
Yes, you can. That's a little dicey, but you can do that. And especially on a bridge which is pure structure, that was a problem with the platforms that were knocked over in the Gulf for oil because they had chemicals in gas pockets, and divers were getting killed trying to cut them up. The bridge shouldn't have that problem.
Mm.
And they got to get it in small enough pieces and then hooked onto and put on a barge to sail it away with a crane. So that'll take a while.
I mean, they ought to call you. You can still do this stuff. You just tell them what to do. That's all you have to do.
I'm tired, Steve. I would say they should probably look at getting that big machine we built in there, which there's a problem with the bridge, but you could work around it because it would make the job go about 5 times faster.
Wow.
Because it can lift.
Do they know about they don't know about the VB 10,000?
I think some people do. I don't know if they looked at it, to be honest.
All right.
They're looking at everything, so they might have come across. It is a challenge to modify it to get it underneath another grand causeway that's blocking access to that site.
Man.
Up there.
Can you imagine though? I mean, 1:30 in the morning. If it had been 3:30 in the afternoon, right. Lord in heaven, that'd have been horrible. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Well, they actually signaled SOS, and both ends of that bridge were blocked.
Yes.
and wow. they just couldn't get the workers off.
Right.
So there oh, were God. No, I didn't know there that. Wasn't traffic going over. I think that's true, that they were able to mitigate that because the ship said, hey, we're out of control. We're headed to the
bridge. So they moved away from the port. Did they not know immediately? And why were they pointed? I mean, any momentum in the currents or whatever, even as 5 knots or whatever, it's still an incredible force of the weight, and you can't turn those things around, right? They're too heavy.
Well, if you're not able to steer the ship, it's just going to go where it goes.
Yeah.
So so that just everything went down.
Yeah.
That happened. We were watching a big liner at the ferry landing in New Orleans. Same exact thing happened. It was coming right at us. And I was with the kids going, now look at that. Isn't that big? You're going to get a good look. It's going to be a run!
Oh, no. Wow.
It took out the
wow.
landing.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And it just lost power. And they were able to drop one anchor and kind of turn it, turn the bow of it, or it would have really been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened, you know, and those ships go up pretty deep, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger.
But so, you can't just build a bridge. This will take a year or so, 3 years. I mean, what?
Oh, I think, yeah, 2 to 7 years. 2 to 7 years.
So,
a lot of it's just contracting, design, getting it. Are you going to do it the same way, et cetera? And then you got to fight the environment. And if the river's running,
wow.
I don't know if it's a river or whether it's just this big wide port. And then weather, yeah, all kinds
There's
of things.
There's a lot involved.
Right.
A lot involved.
And, of course, I don't know anything about this. But the people in my circle of friends were saying, why can't we have something inflatable that's floating on top and replace that route, you know, very nearby while they're working on things so the people using the traffic can it make go over an inflatable bridge?
Can you do a temporary bridge, John?
Right.
That's a lot more trouble than you think.
Okay.
And it's got to be connective to where the bridge is going to be put back. So where are you going to? They can't work over cars on an inflatable bridge. So it takes a while to build those. Stevie, if you remember my heavy lift buddy who had the cranes, Cappy Biso.
Yeah, I remember.
He was working by our bridge because the barge had sunk, and they needed to get it out because they were worried it would damage the foundation of our big bridge over the Mississippi. And it was taking forever because there was rain and wind, and the current's running 8 knots. And they said, when are you going to get done? We got people in St. Louis and Chicago. We got to get this bridge completely open. And he said, I don't know. And so there's a lot to it. So, well, you got to give us a schedule. Tell us something. And he says, oh, okay. Tell them it's like a gestation period. It takes what it takes. And they paid that.
Gestation period. It takes what it takes.
Okay, then.
So that's
wow.
what they're looking at.
Well, if they have another route and they have another way, I guess, you know, you obviously have to. I would think the next bridge, can you do the bumpers? Why not, right? I mean,
right.
If you're going to build one, do that.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't hear if there was another access waterway there, Diane. That's what you were reading?
Well, yeah, that they're making some side channels so that they can keep this port going by the end of May.
The third busiest,
the Army Corps of Engineers is working on that.
Top 10 port, I think, in America.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's right.
No, right. This is bad for commerce up there,
yeah.
I can tell you
10,000 longshoremen, 10,000 workers. That's a big job. Good job.
And it says the U.S. Transportation Department has approved an initial $60 million in emergency funds in the last month in the aftermath of this bridge. So, so we'll see how the recovery effort goes here.
Okay, Brother Johnny on the Tavern Store and phone line. Just one more thing I was going to ask you today, Johnny. It's this.
The women's Final Four is arguably garnering more interest than the men's semifinals. It all gets going today at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland with two monster matchups. In the first game, 3-seed NC State takes on undefeated South Carolina at 7 p.m. Eastern. The Gamecocks, led by head coach Don Staley, are 36-0 and are looking to advance to the national title game for the second time in 3 seasons. At 9:30 Eastern, Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes face Paige Beckers and the 3-seed UConn Huskies. Clark, college basketball's all-time leading scorer, is the main reason for the high level of interest in the women's tournament as she looks to end her college career with a national championship. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
She's incredible, John. I don't know if you've
Final Four.
Watch her play. But she...
Yeah, I have. We watch her down here.
Unbelievable. Because, unbelievable. Johnny, 12.3 million watched LSU and Iowa. That was more than every final in the NBA seven-game series last year except one. They're outrating everything. It's the highest-rated ESPN. It's 12.3 million out of sight. Mm-hmm. Only 3 million watch Jimmy Kimmel on any late-night show. She's got 12.3, and it's all because of her. What the world is she like? A Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan kind of transitional for women's basketball?
Well, she's just a star, and she can make it from about half court. That's all that is. It's pretty simple, Steve.
It's amazing.
And you say, and she's a girl, and she's a girl. But that probably doesn't matter. It's like watching Steph Curry. I mean, he's shooting from out by that kind of...
It's between the arc and the half court line she's shooting.
I think her average shot distance is like 25 feet.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. And the other night against LSU, she was particularly hot out there. And mm-hmm. I mean, it looked like 29, 28. And she, when she shoots it, she's like, what are you doing? Is it the end of the quarter?
Yeah.
And she makes it.
No, I know. No, okay. So, but she's also very deft at passing. She's very good at that. She gets a lot
she
of assists.
She had 15 assists, not last game, I don't think, but the game before.
Man.
And that's like 30 points. So, she's amazing, and it's just taken off. You know, things can go what we call go viral. That went viral.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark's gone viral. Everybody wants to see what's going on. Women's basketball.
Yeah.
They got women's basketball. Some people are just
amazing.
Looking
amazing.
At the a game for the first time.
Yeah,
a woman's
right.
College.
Well, we've got a coach at Illinois. Her name is Shauna Green. I'm a huge fan. I think she's going to take Illinois women's basketball to heights we've never been. But we just won the WBIT tournament, and that's like it's NCAA, NIT, WBIT's first year for it, and they won that championship. And it's just really, really fun. You're seeing the game. Oh, I've never really studied women's basketball, certainly not recently, and it's a good game, and they're very good. They're talented as
right.
can be, up and down.
No, they're great. They're,
man.
And they can shoot free throws. By
that's right.
So let's
guys can't do that. Men can't shoot free throws.
No, here's the comment.
No, they don't have time. They don't have time to worry about that.
The text in about Illinois, when we played Iowa, too bad it wasn't at the State Farm Center because we would have had a sold-out women's game. We did have a great attendance on the field trip day, though, with thousands of kids in the State Farm Center on the attendance for that. So,
if you can't afford to go to the women's Final Four, you can go to the men's. It's a lot cheaper.
I know it is. I think the minimum ticket for women is $300, I think. I mean,
it's great. I think it's great for her. And we have a star in Philo, Elise Knudsen, who's played at Millikan. And she gets some benefit. There's a lot of interest. In her maybe finishing her career somewhere.
Well, she's in the portal, Johnny. She's in the portal, and she's heard from dozens and dozens of schools. She's the she's the second leading scorer in America.
Uh-huh.
Behind Caitlin, 28 points a game or whatever.
That's
it was.
Right.
I think they're actually similar styles, but I haven't seen her play. I'll have to ask her grandfather, Gary Franks.
Gary Franks.
But,
it's awesome.
No, but that helps girls like at least all over the country.
It's
a really big deal that this is. And then talk about State Farm, Diane. She's got it made anyway. Caitlin, she's doing the ad.
Right. So. That's right. I think she was receiving $700,000 or $800,000 this year. She had a chance to come back and play, but she's going to go pro. So somebody's going to pay her a pretty good penny because they know the gate's going to be nuts when she plays.
That's right.
So it's gonna be good.
No, it's kind of, remember Red Grange. You know, it's kind of that kind of thing where a star can really bring up a sport, and that's what you're seeing. It's fun to watch, and it's fun to watch her play. I cannot believe she can hit those shots. Steve, have you shot one from out there lately?
I have. I've shot a lot out there. I just don't make them. I can
play. I don't know if you could get it there right now.
Probably not. It is exactly. I couldn't get it there. I mean, they're so deep. At the Philo Grade School gym, it'd be like half court at that gym.
Stunning. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. So there'll be people, probably more, tuned in tonight for that. I mean, you got UConn won 12 national championships against Caitlin. You think Gino's going to have a plan for Caitlin of some kind? You got to double team her? What do you do? Just give up the two for the double team? I don't know. Maybe can you shut her down?
Well, when you're shooting from out there, there's you almost just say, do it again. I want to see that again.
There you go.
Because if you try to double team out there, there's three of your people left for the other four around the back.
Four on two, right? Because if Caitlin's out there with a double team, they can't stop that. No, it's crazy.
It'd be four on three, Steve. Two out there and one.
Maybe they'll triple team.
I got it. No, but it's tough when you're out that far, and it's a, she's a threat. I mean, that's where if you're gonna shoot threes, make them like that. Man. That's what you want.
It's hard to stop when you come across the half court and you put it up. It's hard to stop. All right, Johnny, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for the insight on the Baltimore Bridge, and we'll call you next week.
All right. Well, all right, have a good weekend, and, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Steve
and Diane.
Brother Johnny down in New Orleans, ESPN 93.5 on the Tavern's Coin phone line. A weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they've got early bird specials for some of the great summer camps. And maybe you're looking for a side hustle as a lifeguard or a camp counselor. You can learn more about all these opportunities at urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys, Saturday, still in the midst of this sprawled out circulation centered over the northeast of New England, but we're on the back edge of it, and a little more sun as the afternoon wears on in particular. Still can't rule out a passing flurry or sprinkle this morning, and perhaps a sprinkle this afternoon. Up to 48 with a north wind clearing tonight, widespread frost and a brief light freeze at 28 to 32. Sunny for the day tomorrow night, it's chilly and 55 on a northeast to east wind. Some shower activity breaks out after midnight tomorrow night. Increasing east wind, a low down to 38. Windy for the day on Sunday, becoming cloudy, and a couple of showers both morning and afternoon. Highs near 58. Partly sunny for the day on Monday for the big eclipse event. Stray isolated shower chance early and late with a high at 70. 67 on Tuesday, and rain ahead for Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures still into the low to mid 60s. Then perhaps the start of a drier trend come next Friday. Highs near 60. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circa Sports. We're excited that the Circa Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Well, because of our special broadcast out of Busch Stadium in St. Louis, where I was there for the morning program yesterday for opening day for the Cardinals, we have now moved that to this day today. Did you know Nathanielson is in Chicago? How are you?
I'm good, Dad. How are you doing?
I'm fine. You're getting ready to start a new job, right?
I am. Yeah, coming up.
Congratulations on the new chapter. That's awesome.
Can you mention where?
Thank you. I'll wait till I actually start.
Okay.
Good idea. Way to beat down your dad's pesky questions. Way to go. Well done. Nathanielson in Chicago. It's a feature we call Did You Know? What are we talking about today?
Well, Dad, we're going to talk a little bit about you and I, more specifically, in honor of your birthday earlier this week. I know we're a few days late, but we're going to go through a story that's a great one from our chapter of golf, of me playing golf and going around to tournaments.
Awesome!
And it was the summer of 2011, after my senior year of high school, before my freshman year of college. My golf career was in full swing, and we were at a particular tournament in Columbus, Ohio. And you're probably going to pick up on the particular story I'm going to tell, Dad, pretty quickly.
Yep.
But I had never been to Columbus, and I don't think, as an 18-year-old, I fathomed when we were there that it was either the capital of Ohio or the home of Ohio State University. Mm-hmm. And it was a three-day tournament, so you'd think, boy, that's plenty of time to get some, you know, good informative stuff in, you know, because you play a round of golf during the day, and that's generally about it. But instead, our trips usually consisted of long days of golf and then watching History Channel or Discovery Channel or something obscure at our hotel. So immediately, we knew that in Columbus, there's a famous restaurant with a famous burger from Man vs. Food. So we went to that restaurant, and I don't think we got the burger, but it was the restaurant Thurman's. And we loved it and had a great time. And now, being a multi-day tournament, you know, we had a lot of meals to figure out. So the next day, we decided, well, we better go for something a little healthier. So we settled for Five Guys and stuck to our all red meat diet. And then after the third day, I didn't play didn't have any special performance. So we somehow concluded that the best thing for us to do was go back to Thurman's to get another cheeseburger before we hit the road. I distinctly remember sitting in the front seat of the Tundra on the way home and wanting to swear off red meat for the rest of my life.
A little bit of a red meat food coma going on.
My goodness, we didn't have the Thurminator. The Thurminator, and not exaggerating, was over 12 inches tall.
Goodness.
It was stacked with bacon, and you needed a defibrillator to even look at it.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
it was unbelievable.
How do you get that in your mouth?
You just smoosh it down. You just sit on
it. Well, speaking of smash burgers, Nathaniel, that's something that was gifted to Stevie on April 2nd, mm-hmm. and he's so excited.
Yeah, I love making those. But the Thurman's was, well, you heard it from Ricky Fowler, right? He had tweeted it out or something.
I think there were some PGA guys that had been to it too. So.
But it's a little hard. There's like 30 seats and dollar bills are pinned to the wall. It's one of those places.
I love that.
And so you have to wait for your seat. You have to wait like hours sometimes.
Huh.
And so we did that, and it was so much meat, but we had some burger, and it was so big, and that was just a regular old burger. It was unbelievable.
I remember taking a picture of it. It was taller than my water glass. And like you said, it wasn't even the burger.
Not
that
even
was on
the Thurminator.
Channel.
It's a Thurman's in Columbus, Ohio. If you ever go, don't go 3 days in a row. Don't do that. But that second day was just not wise. We had three beef days, way too much meat.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but, you know, more than anything, Dad, it was just a testament to the great memories we got to share while I was, you know, chasing the dream. So it was a lot of fun.
We went to a lot of places and a lot of restaurants and a lot of tournaments. That was really, really fun and special for me, for sure, to be with you.
Oh, same here.
All right, my boy, I appreciate you.
We'll go back to our regular information next
but
week.
Thanks for rattling the memory cage on that one. That was fun. Nathaniel's son on Did You Know. Talk to you soon.
All right, see ya.
From Chicago.
ESPN 93.5. You know, so fun to have these family and these memories. It was kind of a This Is Your Life concept anyway on Tuesday when you had your birthday. And I didn't get a chance to connect with Grace either, but I hope we can do that today because at Yo-Yo's in Muhammad between 1 and 3, she'll have her book signing
Sunday
coming
afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so we'll be out there. So if you want to come by and get a book and have her sign it and talk to her about It's Okay, Finding Peace in Unexpected Places, we'd look for you.
Awesome.
Makaira Cook stays at this place. Basketball star Luke Goody on why he chose Pacifica on Green as his place to live next year.
I chose this place because of the great management. Lisa does a great job and takes care of all the people that live here, regardless of who it is. The rooms are great. All the amenities are great as well, and it just feels like a family atmosphere around here.
Should other students tour at Pacifica on Green?
Whenever they can get in here, they need to because it's great to see and it offers a lot of great things that other places don't.
Book a tour at PacificaOnGreen.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
All right, we'll be right back. This is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Time for Fox News.